This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We love sharing these with you, so we want to encourage you, share as well. Please share these on your social media networks or with your friends, but make sure you share the encouraging words that come with the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, let's tackle something that's a little bit unique. And the question I want to start with is, are you faking your faith? Are you a faker? You know, I think some of us are better than others at figuring out if somebody is not who they say they are. And I really do subscribe to the theory that eventually everybody's going to show you what they really are and what they really believe. Well, in the text, the little book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 12, there's an odd picture that is drawn in the scripture. Listen to it. These men are blemishes at your love feast, eating with you without the slightest qualm. Shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind, autumn trees without fruit, and uprooted, twice dead. That is one of the oddest scriptures. Well, it's talking about faith fakers. They're an active community within our community of faith, and they're active for themselves. Some of them have enlisted in evil espionage. They're not true members of the faith. And if so, they'd be bearing fruit that remains rather than plastic, unproductive fruit. I mean, their misguided motives will always wreak havoc, will always challenge truth, and they're going to act like an unsuspected stealth bomber. Oh my goodness. We kind of know them when we talk about this, don't they? I mean, they talk a good game, but they play a poor game. There's no follow through. There's no give and take. But listen to me, friend. Wise and discerning followers of Jesus will inevitably expose faith fakers. They have no patience for their silliness. I heard a guy say one time that you let a monkey climb far enough up a flagpole, eventually he'll show his hind end to the world. Well, that's really what we're talking about. Faith fakers will inevitably show you what they are. And Maya Angelou said, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Don't waste your time or money on those with unholy ulterior motives. And you know, the God who is living within you, who resides on the throne of your heart, he will give you that wisdom and he will give you that discernment. You see, what these folks might claim to be good, to be true, is really just expedient for them for the moment. And it's about making them look good. Don't be naive. Faith fakers will seek to infiltrate your church, your family, your ministry, your business, your very life. Nothing is truly sacred for those folks who literally prostitute their faith for their own purpose. Faith fakers can't be dealt with passively. They will not go away until they're exposed and they're held accountable. You can hope that they'll change, but they may slither off into some other unsuspecting group. Listen, you can experience the real thing. You don't have to have a fake faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing from the word of God, according to Romans 10:17. Study the lives of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5, maybe Simon in Acts chapter 8, and see the demise of those who lied to the Spirit of God and a leader who attempted to use the Spirit of God for unholy personal gain. Their fate was pretty final, and it was not pretty. Their influence ceased because their faith faking caught up with them. Now, we're all faith fakers to some extent. I mean, all of us struggle at times to be who we are, and all of us struggle, and that's perfectly normal. Without struggle, there's no growth. But listen to me, friend. Faith faking is an entirely different issue. It is using God and using others for selfish and non-kingdom outcomes. If you have become trapped in faith faking, you can stop playing the game and have a real personal faith that you can stand on, count on, and share with confidence. You can wave the white flag of submission to God. You don't have to be in control. You can go ahead and join Jesus and exercise an authentic faith in him. Make your motive and your goal to serve others, not use people. Rather than using people to get what you want, live a value-add life, not a parasitic life. If your disruptions have been public, if they're those kind of things where everybody sees, just step into a season of confession and repentance, and you know what will happen? God will honor that. And you can't remain a faith faker forever. You see, the energy required to maintain the lie is totally intolerable. We need to stop and rest in God. What were those two words that I mentioned a minute ago? Confess, repent. You can't stay a faith fake. You just can't fake it forever. The depth of stamina that he provides is inexhaustible. But we can simply follow Jesus with just an unfeigned faith and a love. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy 1:5, the goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Let your faith be sincere. Strip away all the religion, take away anything that you have put on top of God's word, which is extra biblical, and make sure you put back into your life all of scripture to make sure it's not unbiblical. And you will find that discernment when you do this one thing. And your prayer sounds like this: God, I need great wisdom from you. Would you reflect out of my heart where I have led a fake faith? Give me an authentic, life-altering faith to follow you. My friend, it really is that easy. God bless you. We'll see you next time. Bye now.